Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's doing well today. It's a tad bit chilly here in Kingman, Arizona. Nice, balmy, 28 degrees. It does get cold here in the desert on occasion. The old furnace has been kicking on a bit. A little bit of music from the Road Crew. And, that's kind of fitting for what I'm going to talk about this morning, which is legendary Route 66. You know, this whole highway, it's hard to describe. It just, the more I think about it, sometimes I'm just really almost overwhelmed. It's just a highway, right? Well, at some point in its history, and rather early in its history, it morphed into something. I hate to use the term magical, but I really don't have any other words to describe it. It's not our most historic or most scenic highway, but from its inception, it's always had the best press and the best publicity. It was originally, when the U.S. highway system was put together in 1925 and 26, it was originally U.S. 60. Getting your kicks on U.S. 60 just doesn't have the same appeal, the same ring. But it was a political compromise, and that led to it being redesignated U.S. 66 or Route 66. And that was in November 1926. And by April 1927, Cyrus Avery of Tulsa, Oklahoma, quite a visionary fella, he had put together a group of like-minded visionaries and created what was essentially a Chamber of Commerce for the entire Route 66 corridor. It was the U.S. Highway 66 Association, and they had two primary goals: get the blasted highway paved from Chicago to California, and number two, tourism. Tourism was gold. Promote the road. Well, we have just an endless string of events that put the highway right in the spotlight. The Transcontinental Foot Race in 1928 that was dubbed the Bunyan Derby. A true David and Goliath story that garnered international attention because the purse was $20,000 on this foot race from Los Angeles to Chicago on Route 66 and then on to New York. And so that attracted international names, ultramarathon runners, Olympians. But the boy who was really pulling this off, the fellow who won this race, the fellow who stayed ahead most of this race, was a 19-year-old Cherokee boy from Foyle, Oklahoma, on Route 66. So it was a doubleheader, putting the road on the map. And the 1932 Olympics in Los Angeles, the Olympic Committee, working with the U.S. Highway 66 Association, had a pretty good marketing campaign. And once again, Route 66 was in the spotlight. Then you had the Grapes of Wrath, the book and the movie. Route 66, Spotlight. Nat King Cole recorded Bobby Troup's song, Get Your Kicks on Route 66, in 1946. and it became a monster hit. To the best of my knowledge, it's the most recorded song in history. And it's been recorded by everybody. The Rolling Stones, Nat King Cole. It's been recorded internationally in multiple languages. And then, of course, well, you had the TV show. Less well known are things like there was a several part episode of the very popular Desi and Lucille Ball show, Desi Arnaz, Lucille Ball, their television program. There was a several part episode where they drove to California from New York, and a lot of their trip was along Route 66. Vivian Vance, the sidekick for Lucille Ball, was from the Albuquerque area. And legend has it, the Villa de Cuervo outside of Albuquerque was a popular place for Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz just to get away from the Hollywood mania once in a while. And Vivian Vance had a ranch in the area. So the Rhodes always had the best press and publicity. But it astounds me because, like I say, I was, oddly enough, and I joke about this during interviews, you can, you could play the Twilight Zone music at almost any point in this story, but most everything in my life has been tied to Route 66. Gosh, I made our first trip west. I was a little young to remember it, but we came out from Virginia to Arizona, and a lot of that trip was on Route 66. The summer of 1966, we moved to Arizona, and I learned to ride a bicycle on an old alignment. I learned to drive. My truck driving was on Route 66. A lot of my courting with my dearest friend was done via Route 66. It was a grand adventure. And one of the most amazing things today, let me set the stage here. Route 66 ceased to exist in 1985. It was removed from the National Register of U.S. highways. So technically and officially, Route 66 doesn't exist. But the highway is more popular today than any time in its history. There's been Route 66 festivals in Ofterdingen, Germany, and Zlin, the Czech Republic. The event in Zlin I was so honored to attend in 2018, there was an estimated 20,000 plus people from more than 10 countries celebrating Route 66 and American cars and American music. But Route 66 was the focal point. Yeah, before the apocalypse, I was privileged to be working with numerous tour groups from Australia, New Zealand, and throughout Europe and Japan that specialized in Route 66 tours. It's quite astounding. So as a result, the highway is more than just, well, a road connecting point A with point B. It has become a grand adventure, literally. It's a living museum with an overlay of Disneyland. The past of Route 66 is tangible with one of the most popular guidebooks, the Easy 66 Guide for Travelers by Jerry McClanahan. This is a book that could have been published and used in the 1950s. I don't know anybody that travels Route 66 that doesn't have a copy. It's a simple three-ring binder, a simple spiral-bound book, rather, with handwritten notes, maps, very detailed, lots of trivia, lots of history, lots of fun. And Jerry McClanahan, the author of this, the creator, actually gives you his phone number and his address there in Oklahoma, so you can stop by and get it autographed. Now, that's right out of the 1950s. The flip side is the future of Route 66, made manifest in the Route 66 Navigation app. You can find that at Route66Navigation.com. This innovative app contains point of interest files extensively, linked to websites. You have event information. You have trivia. The point of interest file has phone numbers, dates, opening festivals, gosh, museum information, restaurant information, motel information. But one of the most amazing things about this popular and well-designed app is it too exemplifies the modern international nature of Route 66. It's developed by Marian Pavel of Touch Media. The company and Pavel are based in Bratislava, Slovakia. And back in the BC era, before COVID, Marian would literally spend months on the road getting to know people, contributing to preservation projects, and displaying his passion and love for Route 66. Route 66 is just an absolute amazing experience. It has become the quintessential American road trip. But there's more to this too. We have a new generation coming up, people like Rhys Martin and Roman Rich Denkel and his family. They're taking the road in a different direction. But that's okay. This road's always been about evolution from its very inception. And now the centennial is fast approaching, 2026. And Oklahoma, Illinois specifically, but a lot of communities, a lot of states have formed commissions, and it's going to be one heck of a party. Now, I can't peer that far into the future. If I was, I'd be a little bit richer than I am today. But what I can say is Route 66 is going to remain popular for the foreseeable future. And it has tremendous potential to help transform communities, to build a sense of community and community purpose, to revitalize historic districts. It's a matter of tapping into it. And the best way to do that, make a Route 66 trip. Take a drive along Route 66. Take time to simply visit with the people. They are what gives it the magic. They're what gives it the vibrancy and the passion. And on your trip, you want a good feel for what makes Route 66 tick, what makes it special. Include a stay at the Wagon Wheel Motel in Cuba, Missouri, the oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66. Take some time to visit in the morning. Ask Connie to put on some coffee, run down to Cuba Bakery and Deli, grab some pastries, and listen and talk to the guest. Stop at the Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico. Meet with David Brenner, who has worked with Amanda Brenner tirelessly to bring a derelict abandoned motel back to and transforming it into a literal living time capsule. A 1964 motel with a nice overlay of modern amenities, but without them being intrusive. Take some time. Discover the magic of Route 66. You won't be disappointed. And there's no better time than 2022. We're all chomping at the bit to get out and do things again. And even though we're still toying with this COVID thing, and it's not a good thing at all, we're still dealing with it, I think there's light at the end of the tunnel. As we learn to deal with it and live with it, as they develop more effective vaccines, I think we're going to get through this. And in 2022, there's never been a better time for a road trip. So discover the magic of Route 66. My friends, until we meet again, vaya con Dios.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
My friends, until we meet again, vaya con Dios.